Do you hear that? It's the sound of transformation. Welcome back to I don't know what episode it is, so I'm just going to put the episode in the title and act like I know what episode it is. Welcome back to episode with Ryan. Okay, so I've been thinking a lot about this specific topic and discussing it on the podcast. And I've been thinking about it as I've traveled around America for the past couple of days, like a week. I feel like with love in life, the episode is definitely revolving around love. So the title will be Love in Life. It probably won't be Love in Life, but I'm going to just say Love in Life. But figuring out love in relationships is so difficult because not only do you have to, like, not only do you have to figure out if someone actually loves you, but you have to continuously figure out if they're continuing to love you. And if I had like a sound effect, like a boom, 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 I'd play it right now because that's insane. That is so difficult. Like, the seriousness of, like, okay, I'm going to calm down because I'm really excited about this episode because I know it's going to be pretty long. But the importance of loving someone and knowing that they love you back, it's so important. If you're not careful, then you will stay in a relationship that has ended still thinking that the connection is strong because of a past tense knowing that that person loved you at one point in time. And that just scares me so, it doesn't actually scare me, but it trips me out because one thing about humans that I've learned is we love certainty. We love to have stability in something, whether it is so small and fickle and it doesn't last long, or it just directs our whole life. It doesn't matter if you're the most evilest person on this planet or the kindest. We all love stability in one particular thing. We don't all admit it, but we all have something that we find stability in. We could name it, say, for instance, a hobby, but in reality, it's something that we're stable in. So we love the ability of certainty, the ability to know that something is definite. So within love, it's difficult because we live in the knowing, past tense knowing that someone loves us from, say, for instance, the first time they inform us that they love us. And then it's a couple of months later, a couple of years later, all of a sudden this person is cheating, they're doing drugs, they're going out, they're doing this, they're doing that, they're not including us anymore, they're seen outside with other people, their friends don't even know who they're becoming. It's so difficult to be the judge of love because they say that love transcends all things, but in this society, in this reality, love is very fickle. In the reality that we live in, love is very, very fickle. There is no way to know that it is real. The only thing that we truly do know that is real is patience and endurance. Not even the things that we find stability in are real. Even those things can become non-existent the next day. I've had a couple of hobbies. If you have ADHD, then you know that we have hobbies that we fall in love with. Within a couple of months, we're obsessed, and then all of a sudden, it doesn't matter anymore. So not even hobbies are stable. Not even hobbies have stability. So how does love transcend all things if there is no definite possibility? There is no definite sign that it will last forever with the person that we desire, whether it's our mother, our boyfriend, our girlfriend, our friends, colleagues that you know, just deal with us. How do we know? Isn't that so dangerous? That is so dangerous. And it's insanity. And people talk about insanity like it's something that you reach, like it's a state of being, it's a state of mind that you reach. But it's like, you have to be born insane to believe that someone will love you forever. And that's not depressing or pessimistic, that's the truth. Even in relationships where someone decides to break up with you, but then they come back a couple of months later and it's perfect again. At one point, that person decided that they didn't love you anymore. In some way, shape, or form, they decided that they did not feel the same way that they did at one point in time. And then they came back because those feelings came back, but those feelings weren't there. Sometimes people, yeah, sometimes they do break up with you, but they still love you, but they don't know how to deal with love, blah, 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 trauma. But sometimes people really do fall out of love for you. And they may fall back in love if they remember how they felt at one point in time. But in reality, you have to be born within insanity to believe that someone can love you forever. Even your mother, even your father. Love is such a fickle thing. And especially in the world that I see, it is so temperamental. Because I find myself within just small relationships that don't last. Say, for instance, I order some food, or I go check in at a hotel, or I'm talking to an Uber driver. I try my best, especially as a people-pleasing person, I try my best to show the best side of myself, because I know that if I start to digress and sink into myself like I usually do as an introvert, I know they won't feel the same. They won't feel comfortable with me anymore. And I like the ability to make sure that people are comfortable with me, especially when I need to depend on them. So who's to say that that isn't what love is? Damn, I just cracked the code. Damn. Now, did you hear what I said? I said, wow, I can't believe I just really figured, wow, whatever analogy that I just came up with is sickening. I said, when I get into Ubers and I get in, go to hotels and I go to restaurants, I need these people, the waiters, the secretaries, the people, the receptionists, I need them to feel like they can be comfortable with me, because I'm relying on them to ensure my safety with my food, with my hotel room, within dropping me off to my destination. So who's to say, for instance, you fall in love with someone and you're over the top. Whenever we fall in love, I know for a fact, 90% of us do not show the true version of ourselves. Because why would we show that person how horrible we are? Can I get a witness? For real. Why would we show them how horrible we are? Why would we do that? So we show them a more exuberant side of ourselves that tones to their beliefs, because we need their comfort. We need to make sure that they ensure our safety. So is love, what is that word even? Is it actual affection? Or, okay, I fell hard for this person because they have something that I need. They have a smile that gives me serotonin. I need serotonin. So I need to ensure that this person ensures my comfort. So what do? I make sure to be the version of myself that they'll accept, not the real version of me, because I need them. That's not love. Whatever love is, that cannot be it. And all my life, all I've ever seen, all I've ever heard was that. I'm not going to say I can't name one love story where it was just genuinely, okay, I need nothing from you, you need nothing from me. It's not even serotonin, it's just comfort. I can't name one. I would have to say probably that movie, The Notebook. Probably. And the reason why, I'm going to give you some reasons why, is because, I don't know, he didn't want Allie's money. Noah didn't want Allie's money. Allie had nothing to gain from being with Noah. I think that that was real love, you know? And the way that it just seems like in the movie, to me, they both wanted to see each other's truest form. I think real love is accepting. I'm going to move on to that. I think real love is accepting the truest form of someone. And not saying, okay, well, I'm going to love you anyway. Because honestly, if someone's a shitty person, I'm not going to love them anyway. I'm not. Some days I'm going to be like, I can't stand you. I think that's real love. I can't even lie. The people that I've loved the most in my life are people that I have been most critical of. I can't stand certain things you do, man. I don't know. It's crazy to say that I think that hate is love, because that's basically what I just said. But if you notice it, what people declare as real love is non-existent. The good days. We live in a universe that operates around the yin and the yang. It's already been proven. So good days do not last forever. So if you're basing our relationship only on the comfort that I can provide you, the safety I can provide you, that's only good days. But there is the yin and the yang. So there are opposites to good, which is bad. So how can I always provide you good? You know, how can I always provide you good? There's no way. But I can provide you hate, and you can provide me hate, and I can provide you understanding, communication. That's why I don't think that love has anything to do with feelings. This is such an Aquarius thing to say, but that is the truth. Because if we look at feelings, the truth is, you probably love someone you hate more than you love someone you love. You probably do. Because if you feel emotion so much for someone because it's a bad day, say for instance, I don't like this person. I mean, there's just named people. I don't like Thomas on my bad days, but I do like Tom on my good days. So that means that it's back and forth. Say for instance, 1 week is just horrible. That means that I'm putting most of my energy into Thomas. So does that mean I love him? I think hate is just consideration to critique and care. I think it is. Because when you hate someone, when you say that's what you feel, in reality, you just want them to do better. You want them to change. You want change. As humans, we crave transformation, whether it's positive or negative, just like that song said. Change is amazing, whether it's positive or negative. I think that song is Honest by The Neighborhood for that Spider-Man movie, The Amazing Spider-Man. But true hatred is just love. And true evil is just compassion and desire. True evil is just desire. I desire to be like you, or I desire to have you. There is a desire in hate. And evil. But love has got to be the most whimsical, I don't know if that's the word, the most insignificant thing. It is. Because I could hate you, but still trust you. We learned that in the Fast and the Furious movies from what? I think his name is Hobbs? Or is it Shaw? I don't know which one it is. I think it's Shaw. But how they thought that Shaw killed Han. But in reality, he didn't. He just took him away from Mr. Nobody. And then they end up working with Shaw. Trust is so much more powerful than love then. Because if I can trust someone who's hurt me more than anything, so I think that's when it gets dangerous. You know? People say that they love someone so much. Like if they're in an abusive relationship, they say that they can't leave because they love that person so much. But in reality, I think it's that they just trust that they will find comfort and stability. We go back to that, what I was saying in the beginning, of how human beings love the for sure fact of having stability in something, whether it's a hobby, something that they can always go back to. So I don't think that when people are in toxic relationships, that's actually love. I think it's just the comfort of knowing that it's something that's consistent. It's stability, even if it's push and pull, even if it's hatred and something that makes them feel like horrible about themselves, it's something that they've found safety and security in because they know what's going to happen. And that's why they say human beings, the mind is so easy to tamper with and destroy, because when we get into our schedules, it's so difficult for us to break out of them. In 30 days, if I do something for 30 days consistently, all of a sudden, that's my life pattern. That's what I do. That's me, man. That's all I am. So if I was getting hurt for 30 days straight, sadly to say, that's my life pattern. That's me, man. That's what I am. But if I was making millions of dollars for 30 days straight, that's my life pattern. That's me, man. That's what I am. There is no difference between the different human beings. It's just patterns. It's just choices or abilities and what we'll do for 30 days. Well, you guys, it's been 20 minutes and I have been Ryan and you have been listening to, what is this show called? Ryan's Consciousness Unlocked. And this is episode 5. Holy shit. This is episode 5. We're getting up there, boys. All right. I want to thank you guys for listening. Appreciate you. Definitely rate the podcast. Definitely tag me in how you feel about it, because I love hearing how you guys feel about the discourse. And one love. See you when I see you.